Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Goes without saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffy and Wing.
Hey, welcome back.
I'm Wing.
I'm Seffy.
This is season three, I guess.
Yeah, season three. We were saying earlier we're in our Prisoner of Azkaban phase right now. We were stuck in Chamber of Secrets, but
it did feel like we were in the Chamber of Secrets. And I was going, get me out of this fucking chamber.
But now we're going to watch Scabbers turn into Peter Pettigrew before our very eyes.
Nice.
We're going to fly off on a hippogriff. I can't wait.
Stunning freeze frame at the end.
Freeze frame. The ugliest freeze frame ever.
It's so weird. This is a weird episode from us, definitely. But I feel like, look, we've had a month. It's just a real dump of shit, to be honest. In the best way. Very casual chat if you're in the mood to just listen, just chat with your friends, chill out. It's all good. Casual vibes, fun. Just something fun for the summertime for the girlies.
So fun. And we have, I'm sure you can already see, but we have a whole new look, which...
Oh, new look. What's that
new
saying?
New look designed by Wing herself.
Jump on it.
Beyond stunning.
Yeah.
So I hope you're as in love as with it as we are.
Yeah, we are in love. Jump on in the car, guys.
Get in.
We're going to Burger King drive-thru. Do you want anything?
So enjoy. Wow, okay.
Wow.
Okay, we're back.
How bizarre. God knows what we were talking about in the last episode. Honestly, all those years ago, it feels like.
I
all
know.
Those eras ago.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. I honestly got about 2 days into the break and I was like, fuck, I've got so much to say. I've got so much to tell the pod.
It was weird. I feel like I was torn between literally maxing relaxing and being so desperate just to speak. I like,
oh
do you do,
God.
I think everyone does this anyway, but where like you kind of pretend you're vlogging, like when you walk around the house, like, so I'm just making a little kale salad. So this is going in. I found myself doing that a bit more.
I literally said to Seffy too, like a week in probably, I was like, I am so tempted to fucking record voice notes like, hi guys, I'm in the back of a car, this is just what I'm doing, blah blah blah, blah, and then just upload it as a random thing on the podcast, because it just felt so like, what's going on? I hate feeling really far from everyone. It felt really felt weird, didn't it? Not because it's funny, because I feel like we don't say anything worthwhile on this podcast, but then suddenly when you're not saying anything at all, it's like, shit, I suddenly have things to say.
I forgot I was a genius. I've been thinking I was an idiot this whole time. Turns out I was just overexposed to myself.
Mine was just God. Life updates. Do you know what I mean?
Completely. I think it was weird to go through the switch of feeling like you have nothing to say, but you've got to speak often, to feeling like you've got loads to say, but no opportunity to say it.
I just wanted to catch up with everyone. Just be like, guys, how's your March?
Which we could have done on the Instagram.
I couldn't personally, because my March was BAD bad. I'm joking. It was great. But there was a death in the family, two deaths. Anyway, let's not go there.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah. What a bad break it was. Just to actually get in there, it wasn't the break of all breaks, was it? wasn't City Break.
No, but I honestly, I feel amazing now, I have to say.
Do you?
I feel like I've run a marathon or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've been...
You've been through it.
I've been through something. There was just a lot going on. I had like a, not like a hashtag busy month, but I had like a busy month in a nice way in the end. New look.
New look. The shop, the high street chain, New Look. What are your thoughts? New look, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so Wing has been... I think that is busy. Like, I've been busy, busy. I think that is the most stunning way to be busy.
Yeah, but the bulk of this was happening... Just for context, guys, this the concept for the new look, hashtag new look, was happening in, like, October. I was...
Sketching.
Trying to, yeah, trying to bring this to life. And it wasn't right. The times wasn't right. The vibes wasn't right. Everything was not right,
mm-hmm.
as usual, in my head. And then... Look, the moment came, and now here we are.
And the moment has arrived. Everyone, yeah. What do you think? We're in a little car with you. Beep, beep.
So yeah, what about you? How was your time?
Atrocious, literally atrocious in every way.
Any findings? I keep saying I want you to report your findings, show your workings.
My main finding... which is a finding I've had for many years, but it has been confirmed, that just there is always going to be something stressful going on. Like, there always is.
Yeah.
You can't control it. All you can do is just relax amongst the chaos. Like, if you're waiting for this perfect time when, oh my God, you've got a break, it's going to be completely like, this is my time to thrive. Maybe your mum might break her leg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might happen and you'll have to go and look after her and all this shit. Maybe that might happen. There'll never be a clean part of your life where it's like, okay, now is your time. You've got a month of time to dedicate to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get that. Like, that's never coming. So you might as well learn to take time for yourself, to learn all of the shit with chaos going on around you. That's my main finding.
Mm-hmm. We had a bit of a conversation. Well, like, we had many conversations, but we had a conversation, didn't we, where I was like, I feel like the idea of what this break needs to be for you is actually making the break worse because it's putting a certain amount of pressure on something. And this is kind of why I was like, I think this is a good topic to bring us into the new season, new era, end the flop era with a new conversation, because I feel like sometimes, I don't know, there's definitely an idea around like self-care and like healthy habits and like personal development and like I'm growing, I'm learning and blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to be evolving all the time, that I feel like sometimes it means that we impose these rules or ideas onto ourselves that end up being really hard to live up to. And then when you don't meet those expectations, so for example, oh my God, I'm going to be evolving, I'm going to be thriving, I'm going to eat, I'm going to drink 2 liters of water a day. Sophie's drinking boiled water. Anyway, I'm going to drink 2 liters of water a day. I'm going to read every day. I'm going to do this every day and blah, blah, blah. And you set yourself up for failure that ends up making you feel worse than you did before you came up with all of these ideas of things that would make you feel better. It's like you're trying to come up with ways that will improve you, but sometimes that in itself can be the thing that you're using that to make yourself feel like shit.
It just creates the space between yourself and your dream self. It just makes that slightly bigger. Oh, I'm going to use my time to, I don't know, something. I'm going to dance every day. When you don't dance, it's like, oh, I didn't dance every day. But it's like, actually, it was never about dancing every day. Mm-hmm. It's never about that.
It's about self-acceptance.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. It's like self-improvement. Yeah, okay, whatever. But self-acceptance, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Yeah. But that's the only sustainable mission, surely.
Yeah.
Because also, what are you striving for? Somebody else's idea of improvement?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Or your insecure self's idea of improvement? No, thanks. Don't trust that bitch.
How do you think this month has been in terms of your self-acceptance?
A mixed bag.
Mixed bag. It's hard, isn't it? I feel like coming... We're going to be extra erratic, I think, in this episode, because I think coming every week is that I've only got 7 days really worth of like shit to unload on you. Whereas a month is like a lot has happened now. Yeah, there's a lot
exactly. It's like, oh, wait, we're backlogging it now. It's like, okay, well, do I need to go to week one? My week one shit was this.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, here's what you missed on Glee.
Yeah, yeah. This is like, okay, so week two self had learned this,
mm-hmm.
but week three, she'd forgotten it.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like, I don't know what my lessons are.
Yeah.
So I wish I had a neat little nugget of like, oh, so this was my lesson.
I was going to say, if there's one takeaway.
Oh, you want the nugget?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always want the nugget. 6-piece nuggets. even 20 nugget box. Have you had the Burger King nuggets?
I've never had a chicken nugget.
The vegan nuggets.
Oh, are they vegan chicken nuggets? I saw a poster for those. No, I haven't. Have you?
It's a poster.
What else would it be?
It's just funny.
A revision poster.
It's not like, oh, I just saw it. It's like, I saw the poster. Like someone's putting up posters. It's like you have a poster hanging in your bedroom of the Burger King nuggets.
I saw a drawing of those nuggets.
And
I did see a poster. Have you had them?
They have a bit of a... I don't know.
Not a fan.
They're nice, I think. I'm not here to turn down any vegan option ever.
Okay, but they're not good. I'm getting.
But I'm here for your nuggets anyway.
Oh, okay. Right, let me just quickly whip them up.
Or just one thing that you would like to bring into at least just the new season of the podcast.
My new thing that I'm bringing, I guess, is self-acceptance and just acceptance of this. I am just coming with super relaxed, chillaxed energy, which is not translating because I feel more manic than ever.
I think we're both shaking, actually. Both quite shaken up.
Covered in sweat. It's horrific. I think it's just... It can no longer be a space for perfectionism. It has to be a space for mess. It has to be, when I'm editing, oh, a cough was there. That has to be gone. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It has to just be, let it be. Let it be, Mother Mary comes to me.
Wow. Okay. Right?
Not the lyrics as well. What's your nugget?
Okay, I'm really looking forward to the season then. That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's your little nug-nug?
Nug-nug. I agree. Just self-acceptance. I just feel quite at peace with who I am for once in my life. For a fleeting moment, I just feel quite at peace. And I don't know. There are some good things going. It's just been nice. It's just, I have had a nice time. I was in Dublin at the beginning of the month and I really felt the presence of the Irish listener with it. The power of Christ compelled me. I really felt, I don't know. And we went to Manchester and we met some of you who listen.
I'm so dumb. I was literally like, when did you go to Manchester? It's like, oh, I was there. What a dumbo.
With you.
Oh my God, maybe we should tell a little story from that. I feel like maybe we should tell the story of like the train both ways. Oof, what a journey.
Wait, the train on the way back is a good story.
I think both are great. On the way there, we were nearly puking. We had sick bags next to us.
We were sicky susu, you might have seen on the Instagram. If anyone has, what's it? Is it emetophobia or something?
Yeah, emetophobia. My friend has emetophobia. Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so, unless she's saying it wrong.
Yeah.
we were invited, the most stunning thing. We were living our best lives. We were literally invited to speak at this event thing, and we were literally like, this is fucking perfect. How fun.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were glamorous gals for a second.
Uh-huh.
Little did we know, we got on the train.
Plot twist.
We had to get the sick bags out. We thought we were going to puke.
So bad.
Just we got travel sick, which is so weird.
I've never been travel sick in my life.
I have been many, many a time.
You took my travel sickness virginity.
With
my travel sickness virginity, which is just a social construct, but it was taken by you that day.
Maybe I just pressured you into, to be honest, because I am quite the travel sicker. Or like many a minibus in my childhood have I been sick on. I used to wear those little bands.
Oh God, really? You would actually be sick?
Well, I would... Yeah, I've been sick on one before.
Whoa. Oh my God, it would literally be like, Poppy's been sick.
I would always be sick when someone else was sick. If someone else was sick, oh, it would be seconds. It would be goddamn seconds.
Seconds? Oh, I thought you meant you're going in for seconds.
It would be seconds until I would be sick.
No, seconds later.
But it would be the God. Thing. I remember the day, like my final day of primary school, I was like, all of my final like school trip of primary school, I remember being like, I'm never going to get on a minibus again. Like, this is my final day of a minibus.
Wow.
Little did I know, secondary school, minibus times. Even uni, I had to do a minibus a few times. Bloody hell.
I remember you talking about that uni minibus.
on the minibus at uni.
Someone was eating spaghetti.
This girl sat next to me and opened a Tupperware of spaghetti bolognese.
That's crazy that I remember that story from when you first told it, like, 2 years ago.
But it was like real me, loser, like terrified, couldn't speak to anyone. I was like, okay, I'm the loser with no one next to me on the bus. This girl gets next to me and is like, oh, hey, we're going down this rickety little road coming back from Virginia Woolf's house. Fun day. Rickety, like, little rickety bus. Girl next to me eating spaghetti bolognese, spilling it all over the place because it's so rickety.
Didn't someone faint as well?
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah. Because they weren't feeding us.
You're a real gossip. You really came back from that trip with so much goss.
That girl fainted. I forgot about that. But it was a real, yeah, like, her knees buckled.
Hit the deck.
In Virginia Woolf's bedroom.
Pacificus totalis.
Yeah, no, it was honestly that. She just went down.
Oh my God. Way back from Manchester. Fill us in.
Came back from Manchester. It was, I would say, horrifying. We missed our...
A horrifying sight.
Our first train was cancelled, so we thought, okay, perfect, let's go to Nando's, as you did.
Stunning.
We thought, perfect. We shoveled our chips down. We just literally rushed in.
Really, I didn't get... I honestly... I probably had like four... I had my spicy rice in four spoons.
I had to get a little takeaway box because I was taking too much time.
Which is funny because we also had takeaway ramen on us from earlier in the day. So we were just collecting little Tupperware boxes of food all day.
That's what's ridiculous as well. We show up at the conference. We're like, okay, we're professional girls. We're like, hey, actually, can we put our two takeaway ramens in your fridge? It's like, that's embarrassing.
That ramen was good.
It was great. I had it the next day for lunch.
Did you?
It was so good because I had like a whole portion left. It was so good.
Yeah.
And what? Oh yeah, we were on the train on our way back. We were like, okay, perfect, we're gonna get seats. Boy, were we deluded. We sat down on these little seats, then it started packing up. We're like, oh God, this is getting a full train, but we hadn't reserved seats, and so we were in someone else's seats technically.
Oh, God.
If you're abiding by those laws of the land, which I don't.
No.
Jokes, we had to.
Zephy at one point was shouting, they can't charge us all.
Because basically what had become apparent,
they can't fine all of us. I'm like, who are you with right now?
I was starting a mutiny.
Yeah, you were.
Come on guys, if we all do it, then they can't do anything. What had become apparent was that they'd overbooked the train.
Uh-huh. Because the previous one had been cancelled
because of the one before.
God, this, yeah, is exciting, isn't it? Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
So exciting.
Tell us.
They'd overbooked the train. It was beyond capacity.
Yeah.
So everyone was sitting in seats. At one point, there was a mother and her baby, and she said, I've just had a child. Please let me sit. And it was like, okay, this is getting quite serious now.
It was honestly Titanic vibes.
So we stood up because we're nice. We're nice people.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, let's just try our luck in first class. Crazy. We're getting crazy now.
Well, Steffi said, let's go in first class. She was saying, let's go to first class. They can't charge all of us.
Mental.
And I was saying, look, I'm happy to like sit on the floor,
yeah,
in like the little hallway.
And I agreed wholeheartedly.
So we're not technically sat in first class, but I just needed to get out of, would you call it like a galleyway in between the, would you call it like a galley?
I would call it Handmaid's Tale. Like, it was everyone stood in that aisle being like, let me sit.
It was every man for himself.
Oh, it was crazy. So we just needed to get out of it, basically, because I agree, more than happy to sit pretty much in a bin if I have to.
As in, like, you couldn't walk down the train because there was like 30 people in front of you trying to come the opposite way.
It basically, everyone was glued to where they're standing. It was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
People's luggage falling out. It was quite mental. So we were just like,
luggage falling out.
That was crazy.
There was some
luggage overhead.
People vomiting.
Oh, it was horrible.
A woman was giving birth somewhere.
I was carrying two pots of ramen and Nando's and like about a million goodie bags.
Will Smith turned up. It was a whole thing.
It was a whole fucking thing. He punched someone. And then we were like, okay, let's go to first class. We're just gonna fucking do this. On our way to first class, we were legging it, pushing past pregnant women. Joking, we were. course we weren't.
No, we weren't. I was shoving my ramen up my stomach saying, please, I need somewhere to sit.
Literally. And we managed, on our way there, there was quite a kerfuffle because over the little intercom, we get a message. We have decided to declassify the train. What does this mean, we wonder? What does it mean?
First class is now declassified, people. Ned's declassified school survival guide.
The man behind us said, that means we can sit in first class. Running, running, running.
And that was all we needed.
We took that as our signal.
We ran for the hills.
We started legging it. We started running, but so did the whole train. We got there.
We got the perfect seats.
And I remember saying at one point, I just wish everyone move a bit faster.
It's so embarrassing.
It's crazy. So crazy. Because we couldn't, basically, I think we were scared that we couldn't be sick again, but standing up. It's like, it was horrible enough being sick sitting down. I couldn't go through sickening by a bit, although it would come in handy.
Mm-hmm. We weren't actually sick, by the way, I should say.
No, but it did come close. You had to run to the loo at one point.
Yeah, because I needed a wee.
Oh, I thought you were like running to the thing.
No, oh my God. No. Oh my God, no. But we were saying.
I've been telling everyone, like, Wing even had to go to the loo.
Oh my God, no, I just needed to wee. But then we were saying, Seffy had a little coffee cup and I was saying I was going to be sick and I was saying, cup, give me the cup.
Lovely, lovely reference.
Cup, give me the cup.
That is Professor Trelawney, if anyone is confused.
So that was about it, really.
We managed to get a little seat. It was actually the perfect seat. It was.
I've
never even seen one of these before.
Never seen a seat quite like it.
It was a seat, then a table, then a seat.
Yeah.
But it was not two seats and a table and two seats. It was a seat, table, seats. Perfect.
It was all to ourselves, just the two of us, just how I like it.
But I was just eavesdropping. You fell asleep, I think, because I was eavesdropping to hell.
Well, you put your head down and I thought, look, I've got no choice now but just to sleep, I guess. Because I was just looking at the back of your head the whole time.
Well, I wasn't sleeping. I was right. Listening.
Let me put my head down. But I had my contacts in, so I couldn't sleep.
Oh, horrible. Horrible. But that's our break.
Anyway.
That was our trip.
But that was so riveting. Everyone's so glad we're back.
That was our trip to Manchester, which it was absolutely amazing.
Uh-huh.
But the journeys weren't the best journeys of my life.
No. But they were fun.
But they was really fun. And it was, I loved being travel sick with you. It was fun.
Me too.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you what we asked everyone on the stories, which, as always, before we record these episodes, we ask on our Instagram stories for how you guys are feeling about a certain topic, and we talk about that in the episode. This week, in this episode, we're talking about, we're apparently talking about being sick on the train to Manchester, but we asked on the story, when do you feel most yourself? Is it when you're telling yourself you're going to drink 2 litres of water every day and blah, 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 or is it another time, for example? And I wanted to ask you, my dear Seffy,
hey,
you're going to struggle to answer this. When do you feel most yourself? I love putting you on the spot.
Oh, it's so tricky. I didn't even, like, when I saw it on the story, for some reason, it didn't occur to me that I would be asked that, so I haven't thought of anything. But I think what comes to mind, my instant, is when I'm surrounded by, like, animals that I love.
Aww.
Not people. Animals that I love, like, and also people, love my friends, love my family. Yeah, we know. God, boring.
But they are the afterthought to the animals.
They are definitely not as important to me as cows and dogs. But, like, the idea of, I feel very, very, very myself if I've got a cat in my arms.
Nice.
Like if I'm holding, if I'm spending time with a little animal that I love, mm-hmm. God, you can't top that. That's like, that feels like every time it's like, yep, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Like I've just stroked a cow's back. Weird. Little massage for the cow.
And it's exactly where you need to be.
And I just thought, that's the perfect thing I could do right mm-hmm. now. That was exactly what I'm supposed to do. Fucking weird as shit. Sorry about that.
Okay, when do you feel least yourself then?
Least?
Yeah.
When I'm in a group of people that I fucking hate.
Oh my God.
Cows, I like. People, not so much. Joking. I think it's when I'm doing anything I don't like. For example, what would come to mind is like, it's not even about the people, but like doing an activity that I don't want to do. Like if we're going for, I don't even know, just in a conversation that is against what I believe.
An activity? Like bowling?
No, I'm well up for bowling. Down in one. Strike!
Can you give me an example? What's it called when you get half?
What's it called?
Or like, or is it like in two goes?
Yeah. Oh, I know this from Wii Sports.
It's like turkey something. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
A spare? Is it called a spare? A strike and a spare?
Yeah, maybe it is a spare.
Spare, maybe.
I think so. I spare. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a spare.
It's flashing up on the screen now.
See it to my now. Lizzie, you only got a spare. I got a strike. I can see it now.
So, but that's when you feel yourself. But when, what are the activities or people, like, what's the vibe opposite to being with a cow, basically?
I think it's if I'm being forced into a situation, which I often feel in life, where you're just going along with something, but you can feel that it like goes against what you're supposed to be doing. Like you're doing something to like appease someone and it feels kind of wrong. But I don't know what I mean by that.
No, I think that makes sense. I think that makes perfect sense.
I think that's it. I also feel myself in a fucking cinema, like if I'm doing something fun, anything.
Yeah.
But I think when I feel not myself is when I'm doing something that I literally just don't enjoy. And that often comes with being around people that I don't think are right for me.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually funny because a lot of people responded saying really similar things. A lot of people were saying that they feel most themselves when they're alone.
Yeah,
and there were different answers, like when I'm alone I'm listening to music, or when I'm alone I'm cooking, or when I'm alone and I'm whatever, blah blah blah. But a lot of people saying like when I'm on my own, which a lot of people said when they're with their friends and etc. But I think it is interesting because when you're on your own, you're taking away the external pressure of like living up to somebody else's idea of you.
You can't assimilate to anything.
Yeah,
which I think it's funny that came out of my mouth, because I'm not an assimilator, really. Like I really don't
know. You're not
adopt anyone else's.
I don't think you know how. I think that goes against your being.
Yeah, no, I can't. Literally anytime that I've tried to be, maybe I could be like that kind of person. It's coming off stiff. It's coming off a bit wrong.
No, but not even I'm not saying you're bad at trying to emulate people. I'm saying you're good at being yourself. I think it's a positive.
Yeah, I think it's positive. I don't know how to copy someone.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's because I'm assimilating that I would like to be alone.
Yeah.
But someone said, is literally this, that they said they feel most themselves when they're in bed in a baggy top with no makeup, to be honest, they said.
Oh, love that.
Which I just think is, that kind of encompasses that feeling of like, oh, that sounds amazing.
God, just want to snuggle up next to you.
Like, let's throw Animal Crossing in the mix. Let's throw fucking Stardew Valley that I'm obsessed with in the mix. Like, let's fucking...
Yeah,
like,
that sounds
in a
really
baggy
good.
Top, no makeup, in bed. It's like, yeah, like, that sounds fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I would feel really myself. Like, when I feel clean and like in my space, my room is tidy, maybe
100%. Oh my God,
I just, yeah, I think that feels fucking great. What about you? Like, when do you think you feel most yourself?
I don't think I feel most myself when I'm like in bed, t-shirt, whatever. I completely get I get why it should, but I think I've been that is associated with being upset,
feeling shit. Yeah,
yeah, which probably is really like myself. Maybe that is my truest form. But I feel like I feel most myself
like, for example, at the event at Manchester.
Wow. I love that.
That's when I feel most myself.
I feel most, like, impostery then.
Well, I do feel impostery. I feel like, fucking hell, how have we got away with this? But I also feel like, because I know how we got away with this, because we have things to say. Like, I don't know. I think this is why I feel most myself, like, when I'm dressed. Because I'm like, yeah, look at me go. I'm fucking dressed. Wow.
Love that.
I don't know, though.
Love it. No, that makes perfect sense. Also, it's like, yeah, if you can view yourself as the version, like the truest itself is the favourite self. Mm. It's like, yeah, fuck that. Of course it should be.
Yeah. I feel like, you know why I'm saying this is because I feel like the self that maybe like has the aesthetics of being more authentic or more casual or more informal or more stripped back or whatever, i.e. me in bed, out of the shower, whatever. Mm. That to me is when I know I'm not my best.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, I'm not my best, like I'm not dressed up looking good. I mean like when I'm not my best mentally, which I just refuse to believe that that's the truest me. Even though I do think I love deep, sad, I love it all. Like, I love emotions.
I love being when we get cozy though, when we watch a little movie in our pajamas.
100%, but then I'm feeling most myself because I'm with you, or because I'm with my friend or with people that I love.
Yeah.
But like if I'm in bed watching Animal Crossing, well, to be honest, I probably am watching someone play Animal Crossing on Twitch. Yeah. And I'm playing Animal Crossing alongside them and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Or just like in bed, like in the t-shirt, no makeup, reading, whatever, I don't necessarily feel most myself because I don't know, maybe I have to investigate that more.
I don't think you do. It literally makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I think it's really nice to view the truest self as the self that has done their hair, has picked out an outfit, has done their makeup, because I almost feel like, because I have such sort of patriarchal shame around putting on makeup or like,
yeah,
all of this stuff around femininity, it almost feels like the more I do to conform with things, even if I do view that as my truest style, it is taking away from my true essence, which is the pure, clean,
yeah,
just in a t-shirt vibe.
I think that's it, is that I think my truest self is a slut. I think my truest self is like,
stunning,
hot slut, stunning, like hot mess, like dry, like, do you know what I mean? I think that's a big part of my identity. But
is that a slut?
Yeah, just as like a fun, like, I don't know, I love the feminine vibes.
Well, I love it.
I praise God that I love the feminine vibes.
I see it for you.
I see it for me too.
Well, I see it in, it's just like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's like the getting dressed up and being like, yeah, I look great. Yeah, of course that is just as true as the self that is playing Animal Crossing, whatever.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, they're both true. It's just which one do you identify with more, I guess.
But I almost feel like when I'm sorry, I'm really dragging it. No, forget it.
Mm.
No, forget it.
No, go in.
Well, I was gonna say when I'm in that Animal Crossing state, I feel like I'm covering up the true. I feel like I'm pushing away the true part of myself.
Oh wow.
To sit in that space, I don't know.
That's so interesting.
I'm just trying shit. This just
not at all.
I hope no one's trying to understand what I'm saying. I hope no one's listening.
No, I think it literally makes perfect sense.
Mm.
I mean, I think it's a perfect point.
Mm. Oh, your standards must be very low. Can I ask you a question? Has there ever been like a habit or like a something, a self-improvement sort of thing that you've tried to set yourself up for that hasn't stuck, or that just doesn't sit right with you, or that you feel like actually doesn't necessarily align with you?
Yeah, a few, definitely. Like what comes to mind instantly is just like every diet I've ever tried in my life, which throughout school I was obsessed with, just like, there's this new diet. You don't eat any food and you just don't eat. And it is perfect. It clears your skin and you look great.
Wow.
Just like crazy shit. So I just think every single thing.
Apart from veganism.
But I very much, like that was in no way... Well, I don't know, but it was really very, like, I viewed it as a real lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Whereas I think dieting is like, if I do this for 6 weeks, then I'll be able to look amazing at this event.
Yeah.
Rather than, I am doing this for the rest of my life because I saw a cow get dropped into boiling water. Oof.
But like, it's a lifestyle change that worked for you for the better.
Completely.
Although I am craving eggs, I have to say.
So much. It's so weird, isn't it? Never craved anything in the 9 years.
The other day when I was drunk, I said to my boyfriend, I wanted him to order me a lamb kebab.
Really?
I really wanted lamb shish, yeah.
Did you get it?
But I didn't obviously get it, no.
I knew you didn't because you would have told me.
Imagine.
Oh my God, did I tell you about the ice cream?
No.
This was on the break too.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This was crazy.
No, no.
Because I was at home, which I live in a real little town. At home, like I live in London and
a real little town,
market town.
Uh-huh.
And I went back and I went for dinner with my two friends. It was like this, it's a real shitty little pub that we've been to our whole lives. Like it's a real like food pub.
Nice.
It said on the menu, this pudding is vegan.
You should sue.
Huh?
I know where this is going. You should sue.
I couldn't sue it. I've been there my whole life. It's a real close to my heart place.
They've got like £200 to their name kind of thing. It's like, it's not going to work. You couldn't do that to them. Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Could not sue this place. And they... it's actually ridiculous. I went up to the little things you order at the thing and I said, can I get the peach tartare? The peach tartare. I don't know how you say it.
Uh-huh.
Please may I get the peach tartare? And they said, I said, I can see that it's vegan optional. Could I get the vegan
option?
Because it had a little V-O next to it. Not a V-E, a V-O. Yes. Uh-huh. Vegan optional.
Yeah, she knows how to read a menu, all right?
Can I get the vegan version? And he said, oh, I didn't know it was vegan. And I was like, no, it's not vegan on its own. But that you, I think oh, you can God. Make...
Already it's going bad.
Yeah. Instantly, big regrets.
Uh-huh.
Big regrets.
Forget I said
anxiety.
Just a Diet Coke, please.
Honestly, I'll just have boiled water, which I'm obsessed with at the moment. Don't know why. Since I had COVID, boiled water is my whole thing. Really weird. And I also had COVID over the break. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
God, honestly.
He gets over someone and she's like, yeah, it is vegan,
oh, wow.
The thing. It's vegan. And I was like, no, I know that it's not vegan because it doesn't say vegan. It says vegan optional. So there's something in it that's not vegan, but there's something.
You need to change it, yeah.
I think it must be the ice cream that you could have vegan ice cream. And she was like, no.
God, you even explicitly said to them, you couldn't have been more clear.
I literally was like, and I was on the border of being like, no, let's just not do this. But then they did pull me back and they seemed like they knew what they were doing.
Let's not do this.
I just thought, let's not even go there. Let's quit while we're ahead, guys. We've had a lovely meal. This is just the pudding. I don't need this peach tartare. I've never had one before. I don't know what one is. So they came over to the table. My friends had got their like delicious kind of chocolate brownie, and
yum.
I think the other one got, it was like a cheesecake sort of thing. It looked fucking great.
Yum.
My peach tartare comes over.
Oh God.
Here it is. It looks absolutely amazing, meaning probably it isn't vegan. So I was, if we're being
it's
honest.
It's looking suspiciously good.
It looks great, okay?
Every vegan has had that thought.
Looks like there's egg fucking wash all over that pastry.
This tastes suspiciously good.
And I said, just to check, I know I'm being so annoying, can I just check one more time that this is vegan? You didn't just scoop a fucking bit
of- Not vegetarian.
Not vegetarian.
Vegan.
You didn't just scoop some dairy ice cream on top of that.
I'm not just a little bit annoying. I'm completely, fully annoying.
I've asked you like 7 times now, but you have answered incorrectly most of those times. So I'm just going to answer one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you've got on the plate vegan right now? She said so sure. She was like, yes, this is vegan.
God, she swore on the Bible.
I haven't eaten anything non-vegan in fucking 8 years with my knowledge. So I'm not gonna start
apart from that Pret sandwich that you had,
other than that, but that wasn't just vegan. That I never forgiven my sister for that was had chicken in it.
Chicken. Ooh, that's crazy.
I ate that on a double decker bus. And we both took one bite and we're like, what's that flavor? Bear in mind we've both been veggie our whole lives.
Wow.
And we're like, what is that? And I worked it out and I said, Lizzie, don't say the word until I've swallowed it because I'll be sick. So we both had to swallow it and then we both had to run off the double decker bus at the next stop and be sick.
Wow.
Because we realized it was chicken. Oh my God.
I mean, yum, it sounds good to me, but yeah, go on.
Anyway, the peach tartare. Is this good content?
It's good for me. I'm loving this. I haven't heard this story. I'm on the edge of my seat.
You've waited a month to hear about a peach tartare.
I know, it's worth it.
What is a peach tartare? do you even say it like that?
No,
do you not just say it tartan?
I think it's tartine.
No, but there was no E.
Oh, look, I'm not a dessert kind of. I'm what is this, bake off?
Maybe they had literally spelling mistakes. It was T A R T-I-N. So I was saying it.
I would say tartine.
Tartine. Well, look, they didn't know what they were doing anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You're saying tartare. If you say tartare to me, I'm thinking tartare sauce. I'm thinking it's fish and chips. It's battered cod everywhere.
It was a weird... I don't know what I was doing.
Honestly, it's saveloy. That's the one thing I miss, saveloy. Anyway, carry on with the story, sorry.
Savlon?
You would hate it. It's your worst nightmare, saveloy.
What is that, like a fish?
It's...
Wait, what is it? A saveloy sounds like you'd catch it on Animal Crossing.
A saveloy. What is that? Like a fish.
What is it though?
Like eye roll. What is that?
Ugh. Like a fish. Like a disgusting fish.
I like it just being like, I prefer the universe where you don't know what a saveloy is. Let's just carry on.
It's kind of, you've caught a 7 centimeter saveloy.
Saveloy.
It's your record yet.
Honestly, it's a working class hero.
Donate that to Blathers.
It's amazing. Anyway, go on.
Got the peach tartare, is in my hand.
If I could accidentally sneak myself a saveloy.
What is it though? What would you have it with? Give me a clue, what would you have it with?
I would just chomp on it raw, like, not raw, but I would just take it in my hands and chomp on it like a breadstick.
I have to Google, I'm sorry.
No, don't.
I'm Googling saveloy.
Saveloy.
Ooh.
I can't believe it. I thought saveloy was a common thing until I got to uni and no one knew what it was.
That looks fucking horrific.
It's amazing. It's really like sweet. Oh, yummy. Wow.
It's a giant pepperami.
Yeah, but it's not. It's...
Do you know what I don't like on that? Mm. I don't like there's like the twisted end.
Yeah, yum. Oh, I'd forgotten about the twisted end.
It looks like it's got a little nipple on the end.
I mean, I would just leave that like a banana. You just leave the end.
Got it.
But I don't think you're supposed to, but I would always leave the end.
Do you want to know what it's made from?
Yeah, go on then.
The second search is, are saveloys made from pig brains?
And are they? Probably. It's like processed.
Brains. It's got about a million ingredients, but brains aren't there.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pumped with shit. The more the merrier, honestly.
And that is what you want in a food, for sure.
Yeah, go on. The peach tartare.
The peach tartare was in my hands. I looked into her eyes and she assured me it was vegan.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friends, however, we looked at each other and thought, there's no fucking...
You
there's
knew
better. No fucking way. I took my spoon.
Did you enjoy it anyway?
I plunged into the ice cream, plunged into the tartare.
Yeah, dove in the deep end.
Dove
yeah.
straight in and I thought, it was good. It was good, but I wasn't sure. Like, I thought, okay, because I know dairy from a mile. I can smell that in a tea from a mile away.
Do you, though? Because yeah. now I don't trust myself.
I can smell dairy in, like, a coffee, a tea, like, dairy, like, milk, I can smell. Cheese, not so sure.
Mm.
Egg. I'm sure. Mm. But the ice cream was good, and I in hindsight, I couldn't poo for probably about 3-4 days, so I'm thinking it was dairy.
wow. Oh, but we don't have any. It's not confirmed.
Not confirmed. Well, they would lie through their teeth.
We have an
they
unconfirmed would lie through case their teeth. Of dairy.
We're not. If we got them on as guests, they would assure us that they scooped out of a vegan ice cream bowl. But I know they didn't. That's fine.
Did anyone else try it?
No, I gobbled down that tartare. I said, I'm not sharing this. Get your own tartare.
This is my non-vegan meal in 7 years. No one else is getting a bite of this. Not giving them a second. Finders keepers. Well, I hope everyone's getting lots of advice from this jam-packed podcast.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I really like this one that someone said, and I think I love it, especially because it ties in with our new... logo.
Ooh.
They said, driving somewhere in my car on my own listening to music is when they feel the most themselves, and I just think, so fucking true.
Yeah. Where should we road trip to? Let's go.
Oof, get in the pink car. We're going towards a sunset.
Paris.
Let's 100 million to Paris. But I just think that feeling of, like, I remember writing in my little journal when I must have been like 15, or like probably I was 16, because I was probably like, I'll be able to do driving lessons soon. I remember being like, soon. I remember I was like, I'm going to drive in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna listen to Fleetwood Mac, was my like vision I had for myself. It makes it sound like I think I'm driving a pink Converse, but which I was driving my grandma's old Honda Jazz. Not as cool.
I love whenever the Honda Jazz comes up.
I love the Honda Jazz. Major issues with the Honda Jazz. Failed its MOT.
No way.
I know.
My car always used to fail its MOT. It was a real bummer.
Gutting, isn't it? But it's fine again.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's been fixed up.
Good. What was wrong with it? Just a small little issue.
Oh, a million things wrong. Mm. It basically is the oldest car you've ever seen.
How much did it cost to get it fixed?
A bit. Like a bit.
A bit?
Just, it's a, there was just like a shit ton
I don't think I know that currency.
a bit, just because sometimes, you know, when you go and they say, no, it's failed and it's going to end up costing you more to fix it than it was originally to buy it. That was like what used to happen to me all the time. But my car was like 200 quid. Anyway.
I mean, it's kind of all the doors don't work. Like, it's just a fucked up car. It's like you have to unlock it from the boot. That's an issue. Like the locks don't work on either. Like you have to go round the back of the car and unlock it from the boot, and then you can. Oh, it's a nightmare.
But and you climb in through the boot.
No. Then you can open the other doors. But it was a bit of a stress when those people chased us.
Like that's embarrassing. Like you're in Tesco car park. It's like why is she climbing?
Oh my god.
Parkour moment.
It's not ideal if there's like a man following you to your car. Sort of thing. Like you've got to go to the boot, then you've got to go right. It's a whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the movie Fresh when she's opening her car door. I don't think you've seen it yet.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, there's a moment where she goes to open the car door and she's unlocking it, like, physically. Like, she's putting the lock in the door.
Oh.
And I thought, God, you need to... It's actually a health and safety issue, I think, for women. That you need the automatic, like, you need the button key on your car key.
You need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway.
I've had it before, being chased.
I remember this story.
But I won't get into it. You've heard enough from me, Peach Tartan times.
I think we have... No, I think you've told this story on the podcast.
When I got chased on quad bikes. Mental.
Yeah, because I said, I think I asked you, what's the scariest moment of your life?
Scariest thing. And they chased me and my sister and my dog, Otto.
And your sister,
down a hill. But we all dealt with it really well. Even Otto dealt with it well.
Poor old Otto, yeah.
I know. He did really well. Just jumped straight in the car. Off we went. They chased us down. It was terrifying.
Through the boot.
But that was a real, like, my sister stalled them whilst I did the fucking boot situation. We got in. Oh my God, nightmare.
I wonder where that story is. I don't know if that was on the pilot season. Might be long gone now.
Probably. It wasn't that good. I just nearly died from some nutters.
Not a big deal. Anyway.
The car thing, I really like that. Like, it's just like that feeling when you're driving on your own, you're in control. Nothing you better. Feel like an adult. It's like, I fucking not only passed my test, but I'm now in a car behind a wheel. I get to choose the music.
Mm-hmm.
I get to choose where we go. I love that feeling.
I love driving. It's actually a hobby, I think.
Completely agree.
I used to love the drive, like, to and from Brighton. Because I used to go at like 9 p.m. So you would just be on the M25 like on your own.
I mean, stunning. Just you and the open road.
Yeah, honestly. Love is a highway. I'm in the car with Michael Scott.
Yeah.
It was so good.
So nice. I just love that feeling. I just think it's such a...
Freedom.
A kind of an artificial feeling of freedom that's quite nice.
Yeah. But do you remember that conversation we had like probably a couple of years ago now, maybe a year and a half ago, when we were like, what do you want from life? And it's like, I want freedom.
Yeah.
Like, how high is freedom on your priority list?
Top three.
Pretty high. Yeah.
What is it? Top one?
What else is up there? Can I ask?
On priorities from life.
Yeah, this is really on the spot. I'm taking it with a pinch of salt. Like, it doesn't have to be neat, but...
Like, if I'm being like... I think just number one is just like so embarrassing. It's literally like health and safety. I'm a health and safety monitor.
Yeah.
Like, those are the number, that is no, number that's one.
So fair. Yeah.
Like just like being, I would care more about being safe than I would about being free.
Can I actually say something?
Mm.
Just off the back of the health and safety issue.
This is a health and safety nightmare.
I don't know if we had this conversation, but I was thinking... Like recently, I know I've said it to a few people because I can't shut up about it, but I was thinking, you know, you just have these fleeting thoughts as you do. I was thinking, God, what if I was pregnant? And well, not if I was pregnant, because let's not go there if I was pregnant now. But like if one day I was lucky enough to get pregnant, you know, not right now, not it's not what I want, guys. But
yeah,
at some point in my life, I would be fucking Googling like omega-3, like blah, blah, blah. So this kid can see properly. I would be fucking like, I would take such good care of myself to ensure that this baby, I would suddenly give a shit about myself to make sure that this baby was healthy and blah, blah, blah. So question, why do I feel so sure that I am worthless? And yet so ready to take care of myself when there's another being involved. It's like, why can I not afford myself the same concern of health and safety? Or just why can I not treat myself the way that I apparently think human beings should be treated, which is with love and compassion and nurturing and all of these things? Why does that not exist for me? Why am I not enough to warrant that sort of care for myself? So that's my little reminder, guys. Drink your water and just like... Don't be a dick to yourself.
This is the revelation I think there was a Style Like You video, who I go on about Style Like You all the fucking time, love them. They did a video, and in the video this girl says, I started to feed myself the meals that I would feed to like my imaginary daughter. And I think that is revolutionary when you think, I wouldn't feed this shit to my daughter, or I wouldn't give my daughter this little fucking measly fucking salad of a meal for her dinner. She had a long hard day. She's been studying for her GCSEs.
Saveloy, to be honest.
And what? She's got to fucking eat nothing. She's got a little bit of gruel for her dinner. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, she gets breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. Mm-hmm. And they're good. They're good meals. Mm-hmm. And I just think that is revolutionary when you start to think, oh, if my daughter was tired, would I be like, yeah, go and sleep? Okay, so then you get to sleep. Yeah. Like, it's when you start to treat yourself like someone you love, then maybe you start to love yourself as a byproduct, but don't know.
Not like someone you hate.
Yeah.
No, it's so true. It's so true. Because it's like, what if someone that you love came to you and said, I did really badly in my blah, 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 right? Oh, I have to do this thing. I don't know why. Suddenly you have all the right things to say.
Suddenly you've got empathy.
Yeah. And because you've got perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's when you're so wrapped up in your, to be honest, hatred of yourself or just rejection that you have towards yourself.
You can't be nice.
You can't think straight.
You become a little bitch.
Come on, babes. Drink some water.
You become the world's worst parent to yourself.
Oof.
It's like, well, you failed the test. Come on, work harder. Rather than maybe you should have a night watching Tracy Beaker. That's allowed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or like, do you want to talk about it? Let's see how you feel.
Literally.
Come on. It becomes so clear.
Basic.
Yeah, it is. It is, but we're so inept, honestly.
Yeah.
Badly trained at like, dealing with ourselves. We're really not good, I think, socially at like nurturing ourselves, at survival, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think we're bad at living.
Agreed.
At least I am. Which is why, like, when I'm in my Animal Crossing rut, I'm like, oh, this isn't me. It's a part of me, but this isn't the truest me. There's more to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing doom to it.
I just think it's kind of whatever makes you feel most yourself doesn't mean that there are no other aspects of yourself. It's like, realistically, we're all fluid.
Totally.
And you can enjoy your Animal Crossing day as much as you can enjoy the getting dressed up, you're going to the Met Gala tomorrow. I think it's just, we're so easy to reject whatever bit we don't like. It's like, okay, that made me feel uncomfortable when I wore heels.
Mm.
Oh, well, it can't be me. It's not me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, actually, maybe
the heels
you do enjoy it as much as fucking playing whatever is a game. It would, the fucking GTA wouldn't work with me, but it doesn't mean, oh, it's not me. It just means you didn't like the game. You didn't like the heels. It's fine.
I love GTA, I have to say.
Do you? I've only played it at my cousin's house once. I wasn't a fan.
I was saying God knows what to God knows who, and shooting prostitutes left and right was terrible. Mm.
Do you know what I did like?
Go on. I was going to say what it brought out in me. It must be scary. I mean, I'm scared to think about what it brings out in like a 10-year-old boy.
That's what's scary.
Go on. What you did like about it.
What game I did like that I also played at my cousin's house that reminded me of GTA. I feel like it's just the watered down version of GTA. Did you ever play Simpsons Hit and Run?
I knew it.
It is GTA, but just, it's not gross.
No, I didn't ever play it. I just watched people play it. I was quite a watcher.
Well, say me at my cousin's house, as if he was handing me the remote.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just watch you play.
Yeah, remote even, the controller.
Also, I was going to say, and you're just as worthy as a person when you're in your, I'm doing all my good habits. Oh my God, I've been for my walk every day and I've been reading loads and I've been eating super healthy and blah, blah, blah. You're just as valid when you're doing other things.
Yeah.
Like, don't be so narrow, I think.
Yeah.
Don't have such a narrow like idea of what's good and bad for you. Because I think sometimes we impose these like rules on ourselves or like these ideas. You just end up feeling like a failure. And you should totally strive for your goals and like be healthy and all of this stuff. But I think also practice self-acceptance.
Why do you only get love when you're doing things right? It's like, you know, when you fuck up, when you make mistakes, you're still worthy of the love.
Yeah.
And you'd know that for anyone else. And that's why like your daughter is a great example, because that's someone that you have unconditional love for.
For some reason, love for this person doesn't exist, by the way.
You have unconditional love for your daughter.
But you know what, I kind of see the listener as my daughter.
Yeah, just unconditional love.
Do you know what I mean? I almost think like, guys, don't listen, you shouldn't be listening to this shit.
No.
Anyway,
No. So maybe we should go on that note.
Okay, cool. Let's go then.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the first one back, season three.
Yeah.
Season three.
Thank you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so, so much for listening to this at any point, for being here, for chatting with us, for humouring us on this weird thing that we're doing. It's so weird. And you're all perfect beings in your own lives and just amazing.
Well, thank you so much for being here, guys. Oh,
and also, sorry.
Go on. She's got more.
I was also just thinking about how we get to go with people and their days, and like maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're going for a walk, like blah, blah. It just feels really special that we get to be a part of
your day,
someone's day.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're having a good day.
So do I.
I really hope you're having a good day. Just like a chilled, nice day. And even if you're not having a good day,
it's always tomorrow.
Allow yourself to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the pressure on, guys. Treat yourself like you're your own daughter.
Yeah. Bloody hell. All right.
Well, if you don't hear from us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Assume the worst.
We got our own exit.
I forgot about that. I forgot my own slogan. Jesus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.